And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness, your one-hour, one-stop shop for all things health and wellness. We're here to help you get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous. I'm Jo Stanley and I'm joined by the always healthy and charming pharmacist and medical herbalist Gerald Quigley. Good morning.
Thank you, Jo, and good morning.
And the very essence of positivity and wellness, Sally Overmeter. Hello.
Oh,
hello and happy Sunday, everybody.
Hi, Sal.
It's so great to be here with you. We've got a great show for you today. We'll tell you about a fabulous skincare range called Elucent Skincare. They have some wonderful anti-aging. Did I get you at anti-aging there, Sal?
And when I get there, I'll look at those.
They have some anti-aging.
Yes, you bet you did.
Skin brightening products. We'll hear the latest news on a coronavirus vaccine coming out of University of Queensland. In our A to Z of vitamins, we'll look at Go Healthy Turmeric. And later on, I am so excited that we'll be playing you a little preview of my interview with singing superstar and one of the most charming men you could ever meet, Michael Bublé. Yes.
Wow.
Yes, I did do that,
did
Sally.
You? And you've met him before, so this is your second time?
It is my second time.
And I bet he said, great
fabulous
to see you again,
Michael
Jo.
Michael Bublé's fantastic, isn't he?
He is so fantastic. He was here recently. He did the Firefighters concert. He's such a beautiful man. And I was able to talk to him for the House of Wellness TV. So you hear a little snippet of that a little later on. As always, we'd love you to join our conversation. If you have an experience you'd like to share or you have a burning question that relates to our health topics today, please do call 131 873. But first up, today, we're talking eye health. Mm. Now, I'm a specs wearer myself, Gerald.
So am I.
Yes. Sal?
Yes, I think I've seen Sal in specs.
Definitely. I'm in them now. You betcha. I can't read a thing. I can't read a thing, actually, anymore without them.
It's a bit of a shock when that happens. But, of course, vision disorders are very, very common in our community. Isn't that right, Gerald?
Yes, they are, Jo. And a lot of the things that we don't really cope with all that well, and they're so common. Things like dry eye, cataracts, a sty in the eye, which every now and again I get an email about, I've got this pig sty in my eye. That's a different sty. just all sorts of blepharitis, inflammation of the eyelids. Now, when you've got those things, you've almost got to learn to live with them and keep them under control because they're very hard to just fix completely.
There's some pretty shocking statistics that I was surprised by. Over 13 million Australians have some sort of long-term vision disorder. And as you say, that could mean long or short-sightedness, blurred vision, colour blindness, cataracts, glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, which I'm sure is fairly common. And 93% of people over 55 have some sort of vision disorder. So it's very, very common. And I couldn't believe that 80% of those issues worldwide were preventable.
Yes, they are. And that shows we, again, take them for granted. And we need to get over that. And there's lots of, even having fish oil. Fish oil is an eye moisturiser. We know it reduces inflammation. That's one take-home message that we can take on board. It's just increase your omega-3 intake. Eat more fish. Take a supplement. Do something to keep your eyes nice and moist.
Because, Sal, you might be like me that I just assumed we just have to accept what happens to our eyes as we age. It just comes down to aging and genetics. But that apparently is not the case. That with a healthy lifestyle. We've lost Sal. I don't know what's happening. We miss you already.
So food groups.
Well, the thing is, look, there's a couple of factors involved here. One is that
So we might have to move on. We'll fix that over the break. But I just wanted to mention, of course, that vision impairment or any kind of long-term vision disorder can affect your social life, employment opportunities, education opportunities, so many different elements of your daily life, and, of course, your mental health. So in a moment, we'll be speaking with an optometrist, I should say, who will tell us what we can do to look after our eyes. But do please give us a call, 131 873. Give us a call and share with us if you've had eyesight challenges. Are you someone who has experienced vision loss? And how have you managed that? You know, I imagine it's a hugely challenging thing to adjust to. So it would be wonderful to hear from you as to what has helped you, or maybe you're looking for some information to assist you. You can give us a call, 131 873. And maybe on the flip side of that coin, are you someone who actually, you love wearing glasses? Are you a collector of glasses frames?
Are you?
I have two pairs, but I know people who have many more because they love the colours and the shapes and all that sort of stuff. So please give us a call, 131 873. Next up, what you can do to look after your eyes on The House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Book your flu shot today at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu for $14.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness, your wellness hour of power. It's time to talk eye health, and do give us a call, 131 873, if you have any questions relating to your eye health. In Australia, more than 450,000 people are living with vision impairment or blindness. And some of those conditions are caused by genes or aging, but you can reduce your risk of many eye conditions by caring for your eyes and leading a healthy lifestyle. It's not inevitable, Gerald, that these things happen.
Wonderful. That's good news, isn't it?
It is really good news. To tell us more, we're joined by Daniel Cornelius, partner optometrist with clearly.com.au. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning. How are you?
We're well, Daniel, and thanks for your time this morning. At what age do we normally find our eyes start to function poorly or perhaps not function as well, Daniel?
Typically, we will experience the effect after about 40, the age of 40, where it's a condition called, typically, the aging eye. We have a technical term for it called presbyopia.
Mm-hmm. I will say I recall that when I turned 40, it all went downhill, my aging eye. What are the most common eye conditions, would you say, Daniel?
Look, again, including the presbyopia, which is really not classified as an eye disease. That's a natural change of the human eye. And following that, probably most common is, again, cataracts, which, again, is not really considered as an eye disease because, again, it's a natural change to the crystalline lens of the human eye.
Sure.
And that, in you know, fortunately, in modern days, that condition, cataracts, can be treated very successfully with surgery, relatively, uncomplicated type of surgery.
Mm-hmm. Daniel, there are some real issues that day-to-day affect a person's quality of life. One is dry eye syndrome, and one that drives people crazy because they come back are styes. Have you got some hints as to how we can address each of those? I guess the stye is the most annoying one because it can become infected, can't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, dry eyes is, it's often not one of the most serious eye conditions that lead to vision loss, but it's often very frustrating and uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. It's not an easy condition to deal with, and it often requires ongoing care or management of this. Your optometrist or ophthalmologist could help the patients to manage this condition. Mm-hmm. Sometimes simple little things like eyelid hygiene, call it, and that is just making sure your eyelids are in a good condition, mm-hmm. and prevent inflammation of that area.
Sure.
So if we were to think about how we can care for our eyes to try and keep them as healthy as possible, what sorts of tips have you got for us there, Daniel?
Look, I guess the most obvious is visit your optometrist or eye care practitioner regularly. Mm-hmm. It's very important that often, people visit their optometrist when they need a new pair of glasses, but after, the age of 40 or 50, it becomes something that is more of an eye health assessment. You know, glasses and to see properly is important, but making sure your eyes remain healthy, that's probably more important.
That's great.
Right.
That's great.
So I know that we want to not smoke. Yeah. We want to protect ourselves from UV. That's mm-hmm. very important. Mm-hmm. What's one last thing that we could do to protect our eyes and keep our eyes healthy?
Look, one of the most dramatic conditions that affect our vision most dramatically is the condition called macular degeneration.
Yes.
Now, recent studies in Australia and internationally has showed that a healthy diet, healthy lifestyle can make a big difference to preventing this stopping the progression of this condition. Mm-hmm. Now, what we often say to people in terms of that diet, something that contains high levels of antioxidants, like your green leafy vegetables, then something with omega-3 acids like your fish and linseed, and various vitamins, including E and C, and minerals including zinc and selenium. Those things has definitely been proven to help stop the progression of this debilitating condition, age-related macular degeneration.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Daniel, for those tips. We have got some callers that we'd love to go to now. Connie in Mornington, you have a long-term vision disability?
Yeah, I have. I've got retinitis pigmentosa.
Okay.
I didn't know what it was at first.
Yes.
All it felt like in the beginning was someone rolled a blind down my eyes and I couldn't get that blind up. So I went and got my eyes checked and I got told that I got retinitis pigmentosa. Then I was given a cane and I was finding it very hard with the cane because then I started losing more vision, getting upset and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a guide dog in October. His name is Rowan.
Oh, well done.
Oh, and how has that changed your life?
He's already saved my life once. I nearly got killed by a car and he stopped me.
Amazing.
I know, he's so clever.
Oh,
that wakes me up so early.
Well, he probably wants to listen to House of Wellness, Connie.
He's hungry all the time.
Oh, well, Thank you so much for your call there, Connie, and to Rowan as well, the guide dog. We love him. We're going to be taking more of your calls in just a moment. That's coming up on the House of Wellness. Don't let the flu ruin your plans this year. Get in early and help protect yourself with the flu immunisation available at Chemist Warehouse. The quadrivalent vaccine helps protect against four strains of influenza. However, it can take several weeks to take full effect. So be a flu fighter and help protect yourself by booking your appointment now. It's quick, convenient and affordable. Plus, you don't need to bring in a script. The prescription and administration are provided in-store by a qualified health professional. This year, the quadrivalent strain vaccine is $14.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Be a flu fighter and get the flu immunisation from Chemist Warehouse. Book now at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Book your flu shot today at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu for $14.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley. I'm joined by Gerald Quigley and Sally Obermeter. Are you there?
I'm back.
Oh, hello.
Well,
it's
done,
so
Sarah.
Lovely to
have you. Been?
Well, I was listening to that great chat about eye care.
Have you got some tips for us as to how to have a healthy lifestyle that's going to help us with our eyesight?
Yeah, I was just going to say, we all grew up with our mum saying, you should have carrots. It's great for eyesight. Mm-hmm. But it's not just carrots. The thing about carrots is they're full of beta carotene, which is a form of vitamin A. But you can have any kind of orange fruit or vegetable. So sweet potato, carrots obviously are great, apricots are fantastic. So just think of anything in that orange family. Anything, as we were saying before, full of antioxidants is important. Anything with omega-3 fatty acids, I know you said that, GQ,
yes,
is really important. Look, it can't actually undo, the damage that can sometimes just happen with wear and tear and age. But anything you can do to kind of either slow it down or support it. I mean, our eyes are under more strain, I think, now than ever before, just because we're all glued to our phones.
It's so true. Give yourself a break.
Mm.
Close your eyes every now and then and just walk away.
But not behind the wheel, though.
No. Well, yes. Now we are taking your calls on 131873 with all of your eye-related issues or experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Mary has given us a call in Melbourne. Hi there, Mary.
Hello, Mary.
Good morning, Jo, Sally and Gerald. I'd just like to speak to Daniel. I've just had
We don't have Daniel with us anymore, unfortunately, Mary.
Oh, gone.
Sorry.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, I'll speak to Gerald. Thanks.
Yes.
Sure. I'm listening in, Mary.
Thank you. Gerald, I take vitamin D3.
Good.
Now, last night on an overnight program on 3AW,
yes,
a lady rang in to say that she had been advised by her cardiologist to take vitamin K2 to absorb it. Would this be necessary, do you think?
Yeah, look, it is necessary, Mary. And the function of vitamin K2 is to make sure that the calcium in a supplement especially is directed into your bones and away from your blood vessels. So we've learned a lot more about vitamin K2, and it is an important thing to have, particularly if your bones are beginning to get a little thin. So very important, 180 microgram, capsule form, once a day.
Thank you so much, Gerald.
Pleasure.
Thanks, Mary. Good luck with that. Mari in Sutherland, New South Wales, you have a very concerning issue.
You there, Mari?
Yes, Gerald.
Good.
When I woke yesterday morning and this morning, as I turned over, I had a white flashing or a silver flashing, and it was sort of instant. 1 minute it was there, the next minute it was gone. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering what cause might be that?
Marie?
Either.
Look, I think you need to urgently, well, not urgently, but you need to go and have it checked out, Mari, to see if there's an issue with your eye, particularly if you're wearing glasses. There can be a number of different things, but you can just make an appointment with an optometrist. I gather it's all covered by Medicare. You can just make an appointment, or you can see a doctor, but don't ignore that, please, because when something like that occurs, it can often be a sign that something's happening behind the scenes.
Right. Well, Thank you very much.
Wonderful.
Don't be complacent about your health there, Mari. Please make sure you look after yourself. And Gwen in New South Wales.
Yes.
Hello, Gwen.
How can we help? Oh, thanks for taking my call. I had to go for a checkup for my eyes, but what's happened is both eyelids on both sides are very itchy and red, very sore. And I'm getting a blurredness together with it all the time.
Yep.
So, I don't know, the eye specialist gave me a cortisone cream.
That's good.
But I've got that drying of the eyes and the...
There's a few things you can do, Gwen. There are solutions from the pharmacy that you can use to wash your eyelids. So the first thing to do is to wash them. Apply that cortisone cream. The redness will settle very, very quickly. And everything will come back to normal, but washing is the important thing to do.
What kind of...
Well, there's a few. You can buy little pads to wipe them. There are solutions you can make up. The pads are most convenient. The pharmacy will have them for you, Gwen. Head in there today or tomorrow.
Lovely. Good luck with that there, Gwen. Now, Gerald, while we've got you, can you give us the A to Z of vitamins?
We're talking, Jo, about turmeric, the wonders, and don't I bang on about turmeric.
You love turmeric, and let's go to...
Though.
And, Sal, can I encourage you to go to Gerald's Instagram account to see the photos of turmeric?
No, don't.
You're on Instagram?
No, yes, I am, Sal, but I was... Now, please...
I loved those pics.
Well, the first one, according to my wife, Philippa, was questionable, so I had to... I've had every family member saying, can't you have a photo that's at least in focus? But, Sal, I was trying to highlight the benefits of turmeric and the fact that it reduces inflammation. So we've just spoken to Gwen. Mm-hmm. Her eyelids are inflamed. Mm. Turmeric plays a role in that, but it's especially important for joint health, for keeping joints functioning. And when you combine that with Indian frankincense, which is a beautiful name for Boswellia, the combination works superbly for joint health.
Beautiful. The A to Z of vitamins is brought to us by Go Healthy, New Zealand's number one premium supplement brand, now available in Australia. You're listening to The House of Wellness. We'll be back with more after this break. Don't let the flu ruin your plans this year. Get in early and help protect yourself with the flu immunisation available at Chemist Warehouse. The quadrivalent vaccine helps protect against four strains of influenza. However, it can take several weeks to take full effect. So be a flu fighter and help protect yourself by booking your appointment now. It's quick, convenient and affordable. Plus, you don't need to bring in a script. The prescription and administration are provided in store by a qualified health professional. This year, the quadrivalent strain vaccine is $14.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Be a flu fighter and get the flu immunisation from Chemist Warehouse. Book now at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day.
House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Book your flu shot today at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu for $14.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You are listening to the House of Wellness right around Australia. Now, don't forget, you can always go to our website, houseofwellness.com.au, if you have more questions for Gerald. How would we do that, GQ?
You go to the site, there's an Ask tab at the top, Joe, and those questions will be answered through the day, and certainly tomorrow is my big question answering day, and every single one of them will get a personalised response.
What a wonderful service you provide there, Gerald. Now, GQ, and so would you not agree that our scientists in Australia are world class?
No question. No question. Amongst the best in the world.
Absolutely. So it's no surprise that researchers from the University of Queensland yesterday announced that in only 3 weeks they have a vaccine candidate in the lab for the coronavirus. Wow. These things can often take years, but they have this incredible rapid response unit at the University of Queensland to all kinds of viruses, which means that they are one step closer to creating a vaccine for the coronavirus.
Phenomenal.
It is amazing.
And that's what's different about this virus compared to others, that with others we had to wait and see what was happening. This, I think they had their DNA replicated here at the Doherty Institute in Melbourne. I think they had it done within a couple of days. Once they get some tissue with viral infection, bang, they can do it.
Well, I think we're so lucky here in Australia with our doctors and our scientists and our researchers. Many, many people, I think, over the years have been fortunate enough to receive new or innovative medical treatment because of how world-class we are. I'm going to tell you very quickly, my daughter, 10 years ago, she was diagnosed with severe obstructive sleep apnea. She was a six-month-old baby. And the surgeons performed a surgery that was not done really anywhere else in the world. We were so lucky to have this surgery. It pretty much saved her life. And now that surgery has become standard around the world.
Fantastic.
Oh, isn't that incredible?
Fantastic. Gives you goosebumps, doesn't it?
And
Willow,
doesn't
happy birthday for tomorrow.
It is her birthday tomorrow. But listen, don't you think, I would love to hear from you if you've experienced or received some kind of cutting-edge medical treatment.
If I had breast cancer a few years ago, and the doctor was saying to me that what they used to do with cancer was, I guess, sort of in the 70s when they treated everybody the same way. They didn't actually realise until they started to do a lot of research here in Australia about the different specific kinds of breast cancer. And that's how they were able to have such, I guess, huge inroads into the survival rates. What they actually realised was there was a whole bunch that were hormonal. And they needed to be treated differently than the one that was non-hormonal.
Amazing.
And so that allowed them to, of course, then create tamoxifen and all that kind of stuff that's very specific around those sort of hormone breast cancers. So, yeah, hooray for Australian medicine and doctors.
Absolutely. So give us a call, 131873. If you have received some kind of cutting-edge medical treatment, let's celebrate, sing the praises of our amazing scientists and doctors. We're going to get to those stories in just a minute. But first, well, how about this? Anti-aging skincare. I like the sound of that,
yes,
don't
please.
You, Sal?
Yes, please.
So it's no secret that as we grow older, one of the most telltale signs of aging is the condition of our skin. When we're young, we have healthy, elastic skin. But as we age, it tends to become thinner, blood vessels become visible, our pores increase in size. I mean, it's not a good story all in all. So one of the best ways to counteract that is with a very good quality skincare product. And one that's getting rave reviews is the Ellucent Anti-Aging Skincare Range. To tell us more, we're joined by Ellucent's Laura Locke. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. How are you?
We're very well, Laura. What's the difference between your range, bearing in mind it's such a congested market, and really the others that are out there? Is it the AHAs?
Definitely. So really, there's a lot of products on the market to choose from when it comes to anti-aging, and it can be really confusing. So it's best to look out for ingredients that are really well researched and trusted, and that helps improve the skin's appearance overall. So some ingredients that you can look out for are those AHA, alpha hydroxy acids, and that's because they've been used for many years in skincare, and they're really recognised as having great anti-aging benefits. So they can help to improve skin texture, visible firmness, skin tone, and they can help to visibly reduce those fine lines and wrinkles.
Laura, what age do you think we need to start thinking about, I guess, applying some anti-aging? Is it ever too early? Is it ever too late?
Well, I started kept using some anti-aging products, some AHAs, in my 20s just to help protect my skin for the future. And I think that the earlier you start, the better results you'll see. And as you probably know, we sort of start to see a few of those early signs of aging in our 20s. And then obviously that increases as you grow older. So the sooner you start is probably the better.
Are there lifestyle factors we should be avoiding so that we don't speed up the aging process there, Laura? It might be too late for me, but what should I have been avoiding?
Look, there are some good ways to help lessen those visible signs of ageing. Mostly, I suppose, cutting out those external factors such as unhealthy habits like smoking or excessive drinking. Really, though, the most important thing, which we hear all the time, and I'm going to say it again, is just to wear a high SPF sunscreen every single day, especially in winter. So we all know that sunscreen needs to be reapplied continuously throughout the day. And it's also important to apply it that 20 minutes before you leave the house and to keep it topped up. Stay out of the sun during those peak hours as well. And it can really even be just walking to the bus stop or walking to work that you can get that sun damage. There's no point spending money on a good skincare regime if you're not wearing that high SPF sunscreen.
Laura, can I ask on behalf of the husbands of the two ladies here with me this morning, is there a men's range?
Yes, it's important.
Oh, a men's range. No, this range can definitely be used for all, male and female. Quite popular with males, I might say, as well.
It's just on behalf of Marcus and Dazza.
It's very nice of you to ask on behalf of them.
Thank you. I'm a very considerate person.
It's good of you to look out for them. Well, make sure that you check out the Elucent Anti-Aging Skincare Range. Thank you so much, Laura.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're going to be back in just a moment on the House of Wellness with more of your calls. And don't forget, Michael Bublé will be joining us. Well, not technically. Just a little preview of my chat with him.
I'll meet him at the front door.
That's next on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Book your flu shot today at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu for $14.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We are taking calls. We've got time for one more. Hello, David in Echuca.
Good morning, how are you?
We're well, David. How can we help you?
Gerald, I've got a problem with my big toe, and the doctor tells me under x-rays that there's no cartilage, so it's bone on bone.
Yes.
And it's quite painful, and he wants to fuse it.
Yes.
I don't know whether it's a good idea or a bad idea. I'm searching for advice, and I was also wondering whether there's any supplements for any regrowth of cartilage.
If there's no cartilage at all, David, I think the horse has bolted. The classic is glucosamine, been in the news recently, but that's fake news, as Donald would say.
Yes.
So glucosamine is the thing, but if it's a toe joint, which is much smaller, look, I think it's all about risks and benefits, David. If the fusing is going to fix the problem and it's something that you recover from within a week or 10 days or whatever, fine. If it's going to take months to get over the surgery because of the fact that it's a toe joint and you're walking, you need to get, and really, it's just ask all the questions. Really, write the questions down, fire them away.
See, I'm one not to meddle.
No, well, neither am I.
The doctor told me it was an 8-week recovery.
Well, there you go. Geez. That's a long time, and you'll be in
golfer.
A moon boot.
Not a good one.
Oh, he's a golfer. Come on.
No.
If it's
obviously
affecting your swing, David, then don't. I'm not an expert.
I don't know whether this is going to be performance enhancing, David, but but obviously your doctor's not a golfer. He would understand. Ask lots of questions, David, and then make the decision. And whatever you do, then you go for it. But 8 weeks is a long time.
Yeah. Good luck with
all
that,
right.
David.
Good luck, David. Thanks for your call.
And good luck with the golf.
I need that. Thank you.
So, of course, House of Wellness TV is back today at midday on Channel 7. We're going to be asking our parents of the 21st century to soft sell. Are we?
Are you both? What about grandparents? Are they the softies?
It's true.
I think it's really hard. I had this conversation with Annabelle. My Annabelle's 8. And I fear sounding like, you know, my mum. When I was your age, all the things I swore I'd never say, I'm somehow now saying. But a lot of it was around, I don't know that we're too soft because we're very compassionate. We really understand, I think, emotional health and we don't kind of maybe squash things down as much as I'd say our parents did, but or certainly my parents did. But also, I wonder whether they get too much. That was a big thing. You know, are they just given too much? Do they have too much? Is everything too readily available?
Well, our guest child psychologist Andrew Greenfield shares his insight into getting punishment and reward right. Very helpful conversation. Yes. We also on the show today get some home truths about what we should and shouldn't be eating for breakfast. And yes,
my favourite meal.
I like them all, Gerald. Mm-hmm. And yes, I share with you my interview with singing superstar Michael Bublé. So his latest fragrance is called Passion. So it seems the obvious question to ask him, what is he most passionate about? Well, what are you passionate about then?
Oh, my family. Mm. I love music. I love the world. I love hockey, sports. Passionate about sports. I love cinema. I love astrophysics. I love going down YouTube rabbit holes and watching politics.
If you had to choose between music and ice hockey, which would be your greatest passion?
Oh, music. Mm. Yeah, I get something that from really deep within that this is so much fulfillment from creating, from performing, from, you know, being with my musicians and getting into a pocket and, you know, doing that in front of thousands of people who I love and who I cherish means a lot to me, you know. I feel like I couldn't be more blessed to be able to do this, you know what I mean?
It's pretty amazing.
And especially now to have gone through what I've gone through with my family and to have them there with me, you know. I'm proud of people. It's overwhelming for me every night because I look out and I don't see strangers. I see people that have prayed for us and loved us and been empathetic for us and sympathetic. And it's emotional for me. It really is. It's a very religious experience for me every night. And not in any kind of sad way, in the most wonderful, hopeful, happy way. If I can be true to myself and I can be the best person that I can be, but I hope that they see that action and they're able to follow it, because words are so cheap, you know. It's easy to talk about it, but different to be that person and to show love and to show kindness and empathy and compassion, I think is something that we need more than ever in this world. And I think, you know, that as someone who has kids, it's scary to be a parent and to see what's going on. It's just nuts, man. It's like the narcissism of social media, the violence in the world, the climate issues, the terrible, you know, the crooked politicians. It's like there's a lot to be sad about.
Yeah.
And so I think it's a beautiful thing if you can be a positive force, because there's not enough.
He's a very positive,
gorgeous
force.
Man. Isn't he lovely?
So charming. And I just loved seeing him turn out for the firefighters concert and just give so freely of his time. Incredibly generous, I think. And, you know, he speaks there about the challenges being a parent. There's big challenges in being a grandparent too, Gerald.
Well, I think we're the easy bits that grandparents tend to spoil, because probably we get a chance to spend more time with grandchildren than we do with our own children, because we're doing it and doing it and doing it with them, usually juggling all sorts of things. But grandparents can sit and look back. But what we all have to remember, grandparents, is they're not our kids. So our impositions can sometimes go pear-shaped. So it's a very fine line, particularly these days.
I feel like speaking from experience.
I am.
Gerald.
I am.
Now, I do want to remind you that houseofwellness.com.au is there, our website. It's a fantastic resource. Some great things there, Sal.
Amazing recipes. If you're looking for any recipes, if you're thinking, you know what, GQ's spoken about some turmeric, I want to, in addition to taking a supplement by Go Healthy, I want to do some cooking with some turmeric, then hop on there. There's lots of beautiful curry recipes. So lots of different ways that you can incorporate healthy living into your lifestyle.
Sure. And from my health perspective, Sal, that old phrase, that old chestnut, Mediterranean-style eating, which no one really understands. But that, again, if it's good for your heart, it's good for your brain, it's good for your eyes.
Fantastic. Yeah. Now, before we go, I want to do a shout-out to those enjoying the Seniors Festival in New South Wales, especially, get this, those who are off to do today walking football.
Oh, that's what Collingwood does.
How rude!
What?
That is outrageous. But I love this. The Putney Rangers Football Club today are doing walking football, which is men and women, 50 and over, playing six a side, so rugby, obviously. But you're moving just as at a slower pace.
And that will save hamstrings and quaddies and all those things that people twang when they begin to play that sort of sport.
Oh, for when your knees are a bit dodgy.
Yes.
Which already I'm finding. I make that noise when I get out of
bed. What's your sport, Sal? What do you do?
Look, I don't know if the couch and watching Netflix is a sport, but the way I... Look, I am a fan of tennis. I do like to watch a bit of tennis. I was never very sporty. I just wasn't. So I am a big fan of kind of watching anything on TV that's tennis related because I could appreciate someone else's skill that I clearly lack, sadly.
Well, there are some wonderful things to take part of in the Seniors Festival, including singing. Now, Gerald, I know... You are a keen singer.
I enjoy it. Singing is good for your brain. It's good for everything. And you can just, for those who don't quite know where to start, look up some local websites. Go and join a sing group, join a choir. They'll always find a spot for you, even if it's just holding up the words. But
why were you looking at me, GQ, when you said that?
Well, I would imagine you would have a spectacular singing voice, Sal. We might get you to lead us in next week with a song.
I don't know.
Sal, are you telling me that you can't sing either? You're not sporty, you're not musical.
I know, really. It's really quite sad. I know. Unfortunately, children seem to have inherited Marcus's genes in that area, so everything's all right. I can leave it at my generation.
Well, so the key is, though, is connectivity with the people around you. Make sure that you enhance and you contribute to your relationships. Don't let them slide, which is what the Seniors Festival is all about.
Sure. More important than ever as you age, particularly for those blokes. Blokes especially, we're hopeless, as they're getting near retirement.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Gerald and Sally. It's been a delight to share this hour with you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks very much to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. For more ways to get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous, check out houseofwellness.com.au and we will see you same time next week.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Sal.
Bye, guys.